The opinions expressed on this program are not those of Greater Media or its management, staff, advertisers, or ownership.
Welcome to Life Advice with Jennifer Lewis Hall, life coach, author, and journalist. Join us for Jennifer's conversation series discussing issues, events, and advice to help you navigate life's challenges.
Welcome to Life Advice. This is your host, Jennifer Lewis Hall. So glad to have you with me this morning. What a treat we have. You know, during the holidays, during festive times of year, it's really tough to stay focused on what you're eating. Today, that's what we're talking about. How to keep that focus when you've got all of these different things. It's going to be the snacks, and it's going to be the sweets, and it's going to be large family meals. How do you stay focused? So one of the great things that we can do this morning is chat and get some tips with the author of Liquid Health, a new recipe collection of paleo, raw, vegan, and gluten-free juice and smoothie recipes. What a cool concept. We've heard a lot about smoothies, a lot about juicing, but what's the real deal? Well, joining us today is Lisa Montgomery, who's authored several books. And this one is just her latest. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you.
It's such a pleasure to have you on the show. Tell us a little bit about your latest book.
My latest book was released in August of this year. And as you said, it encompasses not just smoothies, but juices, soups. And it's a great way to incorporate healthy recipes in your diet that are really simple to make. You know, like drink and drive or drink and go, but this is a great way to drink and be healthy and not picked up by the cops. And one of the nice things is, for example, for breakfast, I'll juice wheatgrass and then I'll make a smoothie. But you can put all these extra superfoods in, like shilajit, which removes weakness from the body, and maca, which is great for hormones, in addition to whether you want to add dandelion leaves, that's great for the liver, and bananas, and all these wonderful things that are good for you, but it's also easy to make and easy to digest and goes right into your system quickly and supports you as you go through the ups and downs of life, whether it be decorating for Christmas or out there for that last-minute shopping.
And you're talking about actually, because we're going to be able to do two parts of this with you, and you're actually talking about, when we say liquid health, we're not talking about alcoholic beverages, folks. We're talking
Correct.
About healthy ways to eat and healthy ways to get that nutrient and sustenance that we need in liquid form. So that's what we're talking about today with Lisa Montgomery, that liquid health that she's talking about. Paleo, raw, vegan, gluten-free. Are you saying all of these things can be things that you are actually getting through smoothies and juicing? And you mentioned maca and some other things, but let's just stay on the concept of liquid health. What makes this different and beneficial than perhaps a solid food or perhaps still whole foods, I guess, perhaps you're juicing those out? But what does liquid health mean and why is it so beneficial?
Well, you know, the best and easiest is that it's easy for your body to digest. You know, it doesn't, and because it's healthy, again, it's easy for your body to digest. And one of the reasons we made it, the gluten-free, the paleo, et cetera, is some people resonate with paleo. Some people resonate with vegetarian. So we made a color chart so you could tell each and every recipe if it's all or one or some of those type lifestyles.
What do people say when we've gone through so many different types of kind of diet trends, food trends over the years, whether that be, you know, now gluten-free is very popular,
right,
even for people who are not dealing with celiac disease or something of that nature. A lot of people saying this is a better lifestyle for them or healthier for them, even though they may not have to do it. People, you know, we went through, you know, diets that dealt with, you know, no white bread or reducing sugars, these types of things. Is this a trend or is this something that's here to stay?
This is a lifestyle and this is here to stay. You know, for me, I got into healthier living. Thought I was, found out I wasn't. But I got into this because of food allergies, gluten being some of those. And it just kind of opened a whole new world and transformed my life. And here's a reason why it's here to stay. I'm going to be 59 in January. Nobody guesses my age. And we just had our physicals taken at work, and I blew the nurse away. she said, I've never seen anyone with cholesterol numbers with this good. And she's been a nurse for almost 40 years. My blood sugar was great. And then I went to the gentleman who was doing our weight, our body fat, and he was like, wow, you've had a good morning. In regards to body fat, muscle, that BMI, a man's body fat should be less than 25%, a woman's less than 32. I was at 23.3.
Wow.
So here's the reason why it's here to stay, is because we need to take, like anything else, our own health, be it in our control. You know, benefits, as we know, the costs are going through the roof with health care. So you need to take care of your own life. And not, because you're not going to be able to afford benefits to go to the hospitals and the doctors, et cetera.
Well,
it's already crazy.
And I think taking care of our own health means strength, longevity,
What
a quality of life, even if we are dealing with an illness or a health challenge, you know, even trying to shore up the body, you know, to deal with that challenge. Or perhaps it is, you know, people have even talked about, you know, wanting to become pregnant and making sure that they are physically fit as much as they can be in advance to help them through, you know, a pregnancy. Or it could be, you know, my sister-in-law runs marathons. And so just gearing up that body to be able to sustain, you know, a 30-mile run. And she's just amazing because she's about your age and running marathons 5 and 6 a year by eating well. So, you know, it's you're saying it also can be an important source for our lives and our livelihood.
Exactly. And, you know, here's another thing. Not just having that healthy, in this case, drink, support you through a marathon, or if you have a cancer or something like that. Well, the odds are, if you eat this healthy lifestyle, you're not going to get those big issues, health issues. And if you happen to have one, you're not going to be nearly at the levels as if you abused your body. But the other thing is, your food will support you through the ups and downs of life. Because let's be real, we're all working longer hours than ever before in corporate America. And more is being asked of us. It's a much more stressful life than it would have been in our parents' day. You know, back in the day, I remember a pastor saying, you might have one life crisis a year. You know, somebody died or you had to move. These days, those things happen, but the level that we have to work at, you put one of those extra added things in, a divorce, a death, whatever, and you're on tilt. So you need your food to support you. And again, in the case of the liquids, it's much gentler on your body digestive-wise.
Well, also, I was going to say, Lisa, excuse me for interrupting, but also we're talking about health and trends in health and healthcare, but also Americans, you know, are you know, people are living longer, but also want to sustain a healthy lifestyle through the ages. But something that's been very important, which has been staggering numbers, though, for diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and obesity.
I watched my mom die of diabetes and heart issues, and she liked desserts. I watched her die inch by inch. In fact, when she was diagnosed with diabetes back in 1995, I asked the doc, what should I do? Because diabetes is very prevalent in my family. My mom sighed, and he said, keep doing what you're doing. Exercise and eat healthy. In fact, here's a really good reason to do it. When my first book came out in 2009, my GP said to me at that time, he goes, you know, Lisa, you're the healthiest person in my practice. If everybody ate like you, got their rest and exercise, they wouldn't need me. Last year when I went for my physical, I said, you know, doc, when people have me speak, I quote you a lot. He said, well, Lisa, you're still the healthiest person in my practice, and my practice is now 10,000 people.
Wow.
So
that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And how you were living and what you were doing. Now, has your health always been this way? Nothing personal we're saying here in terms of that you need to disclose. But what made you all of a sudden say, I'm going to write, 8 books and really come up with a concept that you believe is a healthy way to live?
Well, you know, how I got into all this, again, was the food allergies. At the gym, I was working out. And I will get to the book, how that evolved. And I got so passionate about my first degree's in business. And I got so passionate about the transformational changes of what I was experiencing with changing my diet that I got certified as a health coach, raw chef instructor, permaculture, herbalism, and then I started having wellness expos. And I started for 2 or 3 years, people kept saying, you write a book. Even the press who was interviewing me, I said, look, I'm not an author. I'm just a regular person. Who wants to hear what I have to say? Well, finally a friend said, would you write that stupid book? Well, 8 books later, I guess they do. And I think the reason is because I'm a real person in a real world. The recipes are simple and easy. It's not, you know, we all have these beautiful cookbooks that have 35 ingredients and take you 35 years to find those ingredients. You're not going to make it. You know, these are quick, simple, easy. Look, I live in corporate America, too, because people say, oh, well, you live in Utopia. You live on that desert island. No, I live right here with you. So, and I'm balancing 2 careers, a day job and what I consider my life purpose career, so that, you know, it has to be quick, simple, easy. And you know, no, I'm not a brain surgeon, so, again, it has to be easy.
Well, let me tell you something. This is an interesting concept to me because when I think of a smoothie, you know, hey, I'm simplistic with this. I take a banana. I also freeze my bananas. So that I, you know, can grab them anytime, especially if they tend to become a little bit brown. I'll say, you know what, I can save that and use it in a smoothie. I have strawberries and whatever other fruit that I have. But I have to, I guess, advance my thinking because it goes beyond kind of the classic smoothie that we've grown to know. You're probably going to tell me that there are many different types of smoothies to deal with different types of things, and they're not only kind of fruit based. So tell us how you've taken this to the next level.
Well, you know, just like by adding greens, you know, like the dandelion leaves. I'm on that kick right now. I'm putting dandelions in. It's a diuretic. It's good for your liver. And one of the concepts that I add in Liquid Health is, okay, sometimes we just make the smoothie because we want to fill our tummy, sustain life. It tastes good. But you can also put in ingredients for a particular health issue. Like I mentioned, you know, the greens. Hey, bananas are potassium. And one of the things I mentioned earlier is the shilajit. It comes up through the rocks of the Himalayas. It's dried to a powder, smells a little smoky, smells a little funky. You use a little, like a quarter, an eighth of a teaspoon, and just mix it in, and it has 80-plus minerals and vitamins, and it removes weakness from the body. I get it from Natural Zing. You can go online and order from them. And my acupuncturist had recommended that to me. And here's an interesting story. So he told me about it. I immediately went out and got some. And a month later, I went back for another acupuncture appointment. He goes, wow, all your pulses are really terrific, and what have you been doing differently? I said, well, you recommended the shilajit. I listened, and I ran with it. So in a month, it had improved that much.
That's amazing. So, you know, again, folks, if you're interested in changing your diet or something physically, we say always check in with your physician. Check with a nutritionist. Go to a professional that you trust and run this past them to see what your needs are and how it can benefit you. Thinking about this and the different types of things, there are so many things that you can add to smoothies, you're saying. What is the concept of the juices or juicing part? Tell us about that. And folks, we're on the line with Lisa Montgomery. She is an author of several books, the latest Liquid Health and New Recipe Collection, a paleo, raw, vegan, and gluten-free juice and smoothie recipes. You know, again, you can find me on Twitter, Facebook. Tell me what you're doing, what you think. But Lisa, you're saying that there's so much you can do with smoothies and juices. Let's talk a little bit about juices.
Okay. The smoothies keeps the fiber in it. The juices go into your system much more quickly. And, you know, they both have their place. You know, I think of juicing, it's thinner, whereas the smoothie, the texture is thicker. For example, I'll juice wheatgrass first thing in the morning because it's best to do it on an empty stomach. And it has 50-plus minerals and vitamins. And it's also good at removing toxins and the ickies in your body. So I like these things because they support you. And I figure in this life, we can get all the support we can get.
You're right about that. And all of the different things that we can do, especially inexpensively, to improve our health. We're going to talk more in our next show for next week with you about some of the recipes, some of those goodies that people are going to want to know, and some things that I'm hoping will be affordable, simple, easy, and time saving. So that's going to be a little bit of a tease for this week to next week. I wanted to talk with you about the difference the differences in, as we mentioned earlier, paleo, raw, vegan, gluten-free. So let's talk about that and why you felt like that was so important to actually subtitle the book with that. We hear these words thrown around a lot, but why and what was the importance of coupling that with your book about this type of nutrient?
The reason for the four different categories is because people resonate to different things. You know, like the people are like, well, I'm into paleo, forget that other. Well, sometimes they kind of all overlap, folks. You know, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, paleo is more kind of like cavemen. What we did wasn't around back then. They didn't have Twinkies back then. You know, raw is, the premise is nothing heated above 118 degrees. If it goes above 118 degrees, it removes all nutritional and enzymatic value. You know, vegetarian, I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Glutens are the wheat, oat, barley, rye. And again, that was one of the allergies that I had. And by taking that out of my diet, I had a bunch of symptoms. And it was actually the gym where I was attending. The chiropractor thought I had it. And through course of conversation, some of the symptoms that I was having, I thought, oh, it's just getting older. When reality, it was gluten intolerance. And I was having things like blurry eye vision. If it was a cloudy day, I'd be a little bit down. If it was a sunshiny day, I'd be up, kind of like the mold situation. So there was like a list of 40 potential things you could get if you had gluten intolerance, and I had 26 out of the 40. So that resonated, because some people are like, well, I'm gluten-free. I don't want to look at, but you know what? There's recipes that work for all of them, not all the recipes in the book. And again, I differentiate, you know, what's which category.
Oh, okay. And we'll talk more about recipes also, as I said, coming up. So you got into eating healthy and you were telling us why and how earlier. What about the importance in this whole category of raw or vegan? What if you're not vegan, or you're saying if you are, or you have vegan, you know, you, I don't know if it's something you can say you incorporate into a diet. How does that work in a smoothie?
You know, and you can do that. Like, I've had raw challenges where, and I get that the people came from a lot of them came from a standard American diet and wanted to start. People just want to actually start to eat healthy and they don't really know where to begin. A great way to begin is just start with smoothies. Well, I don't care if you do it for breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. Pick a smoothie. And it's a great way to incorporate a healthy dish as one of your three meals.
We're going to talk more about that next week as well, and what that means, and how the book can serve you, even if you have a traditional, more of a traditional diet, how you can probably incorporate some of these things, because not everybody's ready to go, you know, into a vegan diet or wants that. So how can you incorporate some of these things? Where can people find the book? And then I have another question for you.
I think the easiest place to find it is on Amazon.
Easy said, easy, very easy to just hop on Amazon and grab the book. What about your website?
It's Living Dynamically, www.livingdynamically.com.
You were talking earlier, Lisa, about the importance of health and maintaining that throughout your life. You've written, I think the number is 8 books at this point?
Yes.
Did you ever think it would be that many?
No.
If not one?
Correct. I had no, it's not like I was 4 years old, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be an author someday. And so even after the first one, I had no intentions of, you know, I didn't have intentions of the first book and then whatever. And then the publisher came to me and wanted me, actually gave me a contract for 3 books, 2, 3, and 4. And people said, do you realize publishers don't do that? I'm like, oh, okay. I had no idea. And then just one evolved after another.
Oh, very interesting. Cool stuff. Well, folks know the website. They know where to get you. We're going to be talking more with you next week about the recipe collection and utilizing paleo, raw, vegan, and gluten-free juice and smoothie recipes into, you said the word now, so we're going to hold you to it, lifestyle.
Yeah.
Which I think is really interesting because, you know, when we talk about, at least from my perspective, you used to hear folks say, I'm on a diet. If you notice, you don't really hear, I don't hear that as much as I used to. I almost feel like, and when I'm writing or lecturing, that we're talking about lifestyle changes, things we can incorporate into our everyday living and like it, you know.
Yeah.
So whereas, of course, diets always used to feel so restrictive.
Right.
And also sometimes it would feel like a punishment. You know, you can't have this or you can't have that versus, as you said, a lifestyle change, which I think tends to have a much longer lasting impact.
And it's a way of life. And it initially I thought when I first changed my diet because of the food allergy, I thought, oh, woe is me, I can't eat anything. And then it opened a whole new world. And, you know, here's another cool thing about smoothies and juices, and I forgot to make this point. When I had, like, the Raw Challenge workshops, I asked the people if they could just humor me and just drink for the first week. And I knew what would happen. Yeah, I know. It was a big undertaking.
Oh.
And whether it be juices, smoothies, or whatever, because I knew if they could just do one thing, it would simplify their life. If you tried to give I didn't want them to have to come up with these big gourmet meals, healthy meals. Just drink. It's really simple. Throw it in the blender, push the button, you're done. Or shove it down the chute of the juicer, you're done. And I knew what would happen, and they came back, and if they stuck to it, it was a really great way to kickstart their healthy lifestyle because your taste buds change. It kind of broke that addiction to the sugars, the sweets, the white flours, etc. Also, they found, I don't care what the age was, or the sex, they found they slept better, they lost weight, their skin looked better.
Isn't that interesting?
They felt up. Their disposition was better. I had a gentleman who was diabetic, and as a result of his lifestyle change, exercise and eating like this, he's no longer diabetic. He's off of insulin.
That's amazing. That's an amazing account. Of that gentleman. But I mean, with diabetes, you know, and professionals in the field, you know, have said how important it is to have a healthy diet to come back and deal with, you know, that and so many other types of diseases. So we're going to talk about some of your top tips for the holidays and dealing with festive events and the reunions and the weddings and all that stuff and how these types of things can be incorporated. Folks, we're talking with Lisa Montgomery. Stay tuned. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Life Advice. We'll see you right back here next week. Have a great week.
Life Advice with Jennifer Lewis Hall has been a production of Magic 98.3 Radio. Be sure to tune in next week for Life Advice with Jennifer Lewis Hall, right here on Magic 98.3.